Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John, but I told you we had this discussion about Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls is just Sioux Falls, man. Yep. There's the arena, the Pentagon, and nothing else out there. Again, you got to go. You know, you got to travel out to go see you want to go see Mount Rushmore or the Badlands. You got to get the hell out of Sioux Falls. So that's the point. There's none. Those people, man, they just work.
I mean,
I can't imagine. Like, that's what I'm saying. The people in Maui, it's not the people of Maui that go to the freaking game or at the bottom of the stands.
They love basketball in South Dakota, do they not?
It's not the Hawaiians that are filling up that gym in
there.
Yes. That's the point.
Well, right. But don't you think South Dakota's a little bit different than Hawaii? Like, in Hawaii, you know, you have the ocean and you have, you know, everything else to do.
You think because of Mike come out of South or North?
South.
You think because he came out of there, there's a lot of basketball fans and stuff out there.
There's an event every single year. Corn Palace.
Yeah, like his event, right?
Corn Palace.
Yeah, you think it's like
it's
a hotbed. You think it's like a hotbed for college basketball, like Sioux Falls.
Well, I think there are just
it's
basketball
not. I'm just
fans.
Telling you it's not.
Let me check on this. I'm gonna text a deeply embedded source.
Now, everybody in their hometown is going to say it's a hotbed. Like, I came from Southern Illinois. There are no players there,
Just to John's point here, I think if you're the program, if you put the thing together, whatever, the director of this tourney, you're shooting to get fans of the teams in there more than the actual people there. I could be wrong on that, John. We'll see. Again, you get into how in the world do you do it? Do you do a lottery system? Who gets the tickets?
Right.
But I got to imagine it's going to be fans of the teams in there.
Yeah, so.
Either way, nice building. In the middle of nowhere, great for Memphis that you've got
this
shot.
So my source says hoops. That's my source. My source says they love hoops in South Dakota.
Oh, we know who your source is on this one. Some South Dakota hoopers.
Well, this person
and
is
only
from
like
there
three,
ain't no hoopers
like
out
two,
there.
Three in
What's
town,
that? Christian
right?
Kessie well, came I, from there or whatever that kid was.
I don't think he came from South Dakota.
No, he came from Coppin State.
Who was the other? No, who was the other kid they got from Dakota?
They got the Winnebago,
and then he transferred out again.
That's Nebraska.
They got that one kid when Penny started. They got one kid from Dakotas.
David Winget was from Nebraska.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was thinking it was Dakotas for Winget.
So this
the
is
three point master,
I
David Winget.
This is what I'm getting. In Rapid City, they like baseball, but most of state loves hoops.
Oh.
Ask about Sioux Falls.
There you go. Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Now, you just have Mike on the show.
It's not Mike. It's definitely not Mike. What about Sioux Falls?
Sources say.
What about Sioux
middle
Falls?
Of nowhere?
There ain't
Jason
nobody
says.
Hooping out there.
Nobody cares other than the workers
at the
Pentagon.
As someone, I'm texting someone from South Dakota, so they are slow readers. So it may take
heard that.
It may take.
Man,
some,
you will blast a. You will.
This man, throw you straight under the bus.
Man, party bus. This would have been backed
up,
over.
He's
everybody.
Back to the deck.
His
he's got
people.
Bus on his mind.
Bus on mine. You backing over.
Toot, toot.
Run your ass over.
Yes. Look, the response I got back was hoops in all caps. So I think you underestimated the passion for basketball.
I think you underestimate Duke and its contingent. Right. It's going to – Kane going to have his people
I'm,
in there.
But all I'm saying
Penny
is
going to have his people
all I'm
in
saying
there.
Is does the community get like an – I think I
– Yeah, like a group. Yeah,
they
20
get like
tickets.
A, they, no, they get more. They might get 20%. They get 20% of tickets.
Well, if it's a taxpayer event and a taxpayer-paid arena, that might be the contingency where you have to say, you have to let the public who
because
lives in that –
Yeah,
you know,
they're,
that
they're,
might be
they're
the,
stepping
yeah,
up to host
that.
The event, right?
I'm with you on that.
If Memphis, let me ask you this, if Memphis,
you think when you go to Atlantis that a bunch of Bohemian people go up in there?
No,
that's a resort.
They don't care. You know what I'm saying? They got other stuff they got going on. You
they're
know?
Working.
Right, they're working.
Sioux Falls people the same way. They work every day. Go to Cracker Barrel, work 9-10 hour shifts, and come home.
Dude.
Okay, and then they go to sleep.
Yep.
Because there ain't no sun.
This is slander of South Dakota.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, he's been there, John.
So you think they just farm all day, then they go home, they eat meatloaf and go to sleep.
Shoveling snow and cooking up ham at the Cracker Barrel, oversalting that thing.
Wow. Oversalt.
Too much salt on it. That's how you like it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it is.
I like salt, just period. You know?
Like extra salt on your ham.
Extra salt. But at any rate, sounds like there are going to be fans. I don't know.
That's the best news.
Well, we don't know what that. I wish I knew what it meant specifically for you guys. I don't know what that means yet.
For fans.
Yeah,
we'll figure all that out.
Memphis fans.
It's great for Memphis, the program. You got this. You keep Tennessee and Auburn at the least, right, in terms of the non-conference games. Hopefully, you can keep those as well. Maybe, not, like I said, I think Ole Miss is a good shot at the tournament team this year. I'd like to keep that one on the schedule as well.
Yep.
Georgia, that one can roll, as far as I'm concerned. But you keep that kind of non-conference schedule. John, what we're talking about here, if Memphis has the kind of season we think it can, and the big difference we think it is because of experience,
right?
You could be talking about top four, top five seed.
Possibly, very much so.
You know, not just getting back to the tournament, but getting back there with a bang with this kind of schedule if you perform well.
That's absolutely right. You're exactly right.
Well, that's the first thing I've been right about today, according to you, huh?
Well, the Goskowski thing, that will be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, and you thinking that Sioux Falls is some metropolis where like a 10,000 Sioux Falls folk going to fall into place.
Well, it's like high school, you know, like there are small towns in Texas that love football,
kind of,
you know? I mean, it's just like that's what they do in South Dakota. They love basketball. Now, maybe my source is biased. It's possible.
I hope Stephen Gostkowski burns a 60-yarder on your ass.
I do, too. I hope he does, too. He's not going to, but I hope he does. I really would love – I root for him. But at some point, you have to also tell the truth and be honest with yourself.
If the party bus hadn't happened, would you be using it to back over all your friends today?
No. No, I'm not. No, I would not. I would be on – I would invite my friends on it, you know, and we could go park outside of whatever building we wanted to, and we could just kick it all night.
Wasn't no damn party bus was the answer.
It was not a party bus. It was definitely not a party bus. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We got a Game 7 tonight, Clippers-Nuggets, not going up against an NFL game, so that means people will actually know what happens
Indeed.
In it. So that's a positive development. We'll come back. Jason and John, 90.10 FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
If you're looking to upgrade your car audio system, then you need to get on over to Stereo One. Stereo One's offering the best deals on speaker selections by Kicker, JL Audio, Polk, and the latest head units by Kenwood, Pioneer, and JVC. This is the one-stop shop, so ask them about Apple CarPlay and remote start installations to get the most convenience out of your ride. Stereo One, they got two locations, one at 3631 South Mendenhall and the other at 1983 Covington Pike. It's the small hidden store across from Honda. The best in audio, the best prices, Stereo One.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams. Even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. Say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Sports in the United States have finally mostly returned. Football is back. Major League Baseball is headed toward the playoffs. The MLS season continues. So we got a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you like me, New Amsterdam Vodka should be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Point made, 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 point made.
with the subliminal. If you play, we're gonna finish him. All that tough talking in your rhymes is cool, but show me you with it. Too much cap, put a hole in your fitted. Went through hell trying to get out the city. Been a star, but I'm just starting to feel it. I'm sizzling straight off the skillet. Hot talking, I'm hearing.
All right, back. Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN, hour number two. And at this time during hour number two, we typically do the rundown. Why don't we do it?
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
NBA basketball tonight. We're not on last night, obviously, with where these series are now. But you do have two games tonight, including, as John mentioned, a big game seven. We'll start, though, with the Heat Celtics starting off the Eastern Conference Finals. How about that? 3-5 seed. It's the first time it won't feature the Eastern Conference Finals, a top two seed, since 1984. So it's been a while, obviously, with the number one seeded Bucks now out. You know, they're talking about now how much they're willing to spend into the luxury tax to keep Giannis, all that good stuff, saying that whatever they got to say to that man to keep him. That's what stage the Bucks are at. And then, obviously, Toronto now gone as well. You've got the 3-5 seed going at it. The Celtics won two of the three meetings against the Heat this season. The Heat didn't win the most recent one in the bubble back in August. Boston, a 1.5-point favorite last I checked. And I tell you, a big reason why is the man I like to call the light-skinned LeBron. We like to say there's always a Memphis tie to these stories. You can always find the Memphis angle no matter whatever national sports news you're talking about. And the Memphis angle to this, Jason Tatum used to play for the War Eagles. Well, we've talked to his father on the show. We've talked to Frank Harris, a longtime War Eagles coach. Jason Tatum grew up playing basketball in Memphis, and now he is basically the light-skinned LeBron, as I like to call him. Tatum has scored 20 points in 20 playoff games. That's tied, at least 20, obviously. That's tied with Kevin Durant for the fourth most by a player before his 23rd birthday in playoff history. And he's obviously coming off an incredible Game 7 performance where he was doing stuff that only Kobe has done. Second youngest player with a 25-point, 10 rebounds, why I like to call him light-skinned LeBron, 5-assist game in a Game 7. Only Kobe was younger in 2000. Now, somebody you tell me which one's better, John. Yellow Mamba or light-skinned LeBron?
Light-skinned LeBron.
Thank you. I had somebody that threw Yellow Mamba at me. And when and listen, that's a good one, especially with the stat about Kobe and being the second youngest.
Little taboo.
But he's more – well, some of that's – yeah. Yeah, but light-skinned folks, you could still probably call him Yellow in some walks. Maybe not you.
Everybody
not
can.
Not you. You're not as
comfortable. We need a universal nickname that everybody
still,
can use.
Still call folks high yellow and all that. We still – you know, I don't. I know you can't. You don't have that privilege. I know it pains you that you don't. That said, I do like light-skinned LeBron better because he is more forward, and I see his game expanding to where he's putting up these double-double type games all the time because he's capable, again, of 10 and 12 rebound performances, and he's capable of being that playmaker. Like, he's not there and probably never will be. But take the probably out of it. LeBron's a freak. But he can do a lot of the same things,
right,
and more importantly, is that guy, at least has been, in terms of leader at a very young age, for a Boston Celtics team, let's face it, has a lot of talent. Kemba Walker could have come over and this thing become his team. That hadn't happened. To me, it's still Jason Tatum's team, and frankly, I'm not sure it's the best built to be his team. That we'll see. Celtics, though, back in the conference finals. So that's a bit – got to care to pick which way this series goes before we move on to the Game 7?
I mean,
you know who I'm riding with.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Celtics. I mean, I think the Heat have had a nice run.
It's been better than nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome to see, but I just think the Boston Celtics are the better team.
Jimmy Butler, I will say this, he's got the Heat playing at a level, quite frankly, that they shouldn't be at.
Yeah.
At this stage of most of those guys' development, and it just shows you, remember when he was in Minnesota, people were saying bad teammate.
You heard a lot of that.
Now, and I think the way it is either Jimmy's going to pull, and the question is, are you going to come with him?
Yep.
And in most cases, when he's pulling you to the right place. We've seen that, by the way. I mean, he's got these Heat in the conference finals. And so I will say that. I project here, this one, we're looking at a 6 or 7-game series. That Boston's not so, you know, in terms of talent level, they're not so heavy compared to Miami. Because, frankly, Adebayo is an all-star now. With the way your man Tyler Hero's shooting the ball, that dude's consistent all the time. You got Duncan Robinson shooting the ball well. Goran Dragic, that veteran, will come around and have a good game out of every two or three typically. So they've got some talent there too, but all the young talent feels like it's with Boston. That said, because of Jimmy, I think, and the level he's got them playing at, I think this goes 6 or 7 games. Now on to the one I think that we're clearly surprised is even happening. The Nuggets and Clippers tonight at 8 is the second of the doubleheader tonight. Clippers have their third and final chance to win this series and reach the conference finals, obviously for the first time in franchise history with Kawhi and Paul George in that plan. We mentioned this earlier. The Nuggets are playing their fourth straight Game 7. It's kind of hard to believe, and are looking to become the first team to overcome multiple 3-1 series deficits in a single postseason. Clippers blew a 19-point lead in Game 6. They looked like they thought they had it and got disinterested.
Yep.
Like they thought that a Denver team that, as we've mentioned, has been pushed to the limit for all of the playoffs was ready to call it a year. And actually, you even had Charles Barkley saying that that team had packed up and was already ready to go home. So it wasn't just in the way the Clippers played at the end of that game. A lot of people had written you off. And clearly, you got to give Jamal Murray and this team a lot of credit.
Yep.
Jokic, the Joker, has been fantastic. And he's been fantastic in Game 7s for him, too. And if the Clippers aren't careful, he could be good enough to lead them to victory again. That said, I just think when it's business time.
Yep.
And again, what Clippers here is 7.5-point favorite tonight, and that's because of one reason. It's because of Kawhi.
Yep.
And the stud that he is. I don't even think, Paul George has been better in this series, certainly better than the start he had to these playoffs. But it's because of Kawhi Leonard and what he's shown in moments like this, I think, that we think business time, Clippers will put them away. And again, you had a 19-point lead in Game 6. All you had to do was put this team away. So I like Clippers tonight. It would be catastrophic to those of us, obviously, that have picked the Clippers to win the whole thing. I'm one of them. I think Brian Scalabrine is one of them. I believe Ryan McDonough, who we'll have on here shortly, has also picked the Clippers. So could be catastrophic tonight if Denver somehow pulls the upset. I just don't see it happening. And mainly because of the guy with the long middle finger.
Well, you mentioned, Jokic, right, yeah. Jokic has probably been better in Game 7s in his career than people
think. He's an absolute stud.
These are moments where he rises up. Averages 27 and 14 basically in Game 7.
And hit the big shot on Gobert, and Utah's it down the stretch on Gobert with a great defender on you.
But at the end of the day, I think the Clippers realize like they have to get to the Western Conference Finals. Like they have to, with this team, with
what
Paul George and Kawhi,
what built for,
et cetera, like they got to find a way to get to the Western Conference Finals. And so I will go with the Clippers tonight. I think if everybody was totally healthy for the Nuggets and Will Barton's down there and they got their full complement, maybe it's a little bit different. But the bubble dynamics are weird. And some of these series. Like if it's a normal series, do the Bucks lose to the Heat? Probably not. If they're going back and forth and they have crowds and stuff like that, So the bubble dynamics are strange.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why you got a 3-5 here.
But I do believe that the Clippers are the better team, and so as a result, I usually like to pick the better teams, right?
No matter what happens, Denver or Clippers, Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals looks like it will be Friday night. Lakers sitting there waiting on you. That's a game that'll take place Friday night, 8:00 Central Time. So,
And selfishly, I'd rather see a Clippers Lakers series.
Well, we've said it. Okay, Windhorse, who is it that we've had on? That's basically that is the finals.
Yeah,
it's not Windhorse. It's not him that said it, but one of our experts that we have on regularly said, and it pretty much feels like it.
Yeah,
As talented as Jason Tatum is, they feel too young. Boston feels too young. Again, whether it's Kawhi, whether it's LeBron with AD, and again, I guess I got to include Paul George in that because he's been more consistent of late. I just don't think that Boston team is experienced enough to knock off one of those two. And with Miami, I think it's Jimmy Butler and then trying to keep those guys. I don't think it matches up either. So to that extent, for all intents and purposes, this does feel like the finals, and we expect it to be the Lakers and the Clips starting on Friday.
Next story.
Mike Francesa, who, of course, you can hear on radio.com and The Fan, tweeted about an hour ago that he's hearing the Browns, who he adds are clueless, are looking to trade Odell. Odell Beckham Jr., of course, is the once upon a time was a stud wide receiver for the New York Giants.
Did he play this weekend?
He did. He did play this weekend. I think he had like 2 or 3 receptions.
Not to tell you, but go ahead.
For like 22 yards.
Wasn't much. I don't know that.
He has not been I don't know if it's just like the whole Cleveland Browns stink or whatever, but he has not been anywhere near the same player than he was. I mean, when he was with the Giants, man, he was like, just from a fantasy perspective, he was a must start every single week.
He only caught 3 balls on 10 targets.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So they were going
they
going
tried.
After him.
Yeah, he had the most targets on the team.
and he didn't produce. And to me, like, I don't know if it's an indictment of the Browns franchise. I don't know if it's an indictment of because if you watch that team, I mean, they're getting roundhoused by the Ravens. They're not competitive.
Well, that's a great Ravens defense.
They're not very good.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Baker Mayfield looks like he's just going to be a guy. You know, he's never going to probably win big in the NFL. It has not because you got to think about it with Landry and with Odell and Chubb and Mayfield. Like, they all thought they were going to come in and really change the culture. It is a lot of weapons, but it's still the Cleveland Browns.
They're trying to be something they're not. And ask Mayfield to be this great top 10 quarterback.
Right.
Frankly, you should just be running over people and taking advantage of the weapons on the outside.
Yep. I mean, they got Myles Garrett defensively.
Chubb and Hunt. Like, you got a little bit of a mix there.
I mean, there's really no excuse. There's no excuse to be this bad.
Right.
To only put up 6 points. I know it's a good Ravens defense, but it ain't that damn good. I mean, the Giants scored 16 on the Steelers. You telling me they could only muster 6 against the Ravens?
Yeah, that's pathetic.
So it's a question of should they trade him? Why would they do that? And what could they even get for him at this point in his career? He was not good last year. He wasn't good in week one of this year. You know, you're always going to have to worry about sort of the attitude problems, right, and all the off-the-field stuff that comes with Odell Beckham Jr. I wonder about him, man. Like, I wonder if there's still, you know, does he still have it in him to be a number one receiver anymore? Like, I don't know. We haven't seen it since the Giants days, since the Eli Manning days. We haven't seen it. So I don't know. Do you think he can still be a number one receiver in somebody's, you know, offense?
Probably, because you got some bad number ones out there, you know, in some places.
He could be the number one for the Eagles.
Be the number one for the Tennessee Titans at this point. Like, I love A.J. Brown. Corey Davis had a good night last night, but do they have a proven number one at this point? A.J.'s only done it for 1 year.
Yeah.
And so my point is that there's probably a situation where Odell could still be a number one type guy. This is what I worry about for Odell. And I'm dead serious here. Respect in this league, whether it's with your teammates, the quarterback who's throwing you the ball, because after a while, and we joked around with the whole story about the you-know-what and the number two and all that stuff, but we got serious because we said he's going to have to deal with this in the locker room. Like, guys are going to be snickering, all that stuff. Myles Garrett was even hitting them up about it on social media.
It's a bizarre thing.
But again, it's something that you have to hit in the locker room. And when that becomes the main story, right, rather than your production – and as we said, Brad, in all business league, when it comes down to it, doesn't matter if you were friends, you won a Super Bowl together. If you can't hit the kick, you can't hit the kick. Eventually, you're going to have to get cut. All business league, right? That can come back to haunt you. And so he hasn't been this, you know, this savior in Cleveland, clearly. Now, there are other reasons why that hadn't been the case. A lot of it, the quarterback they've got there. But so you don't have that you're this game changer like we thought he was with the Giants organization. And once that's gone, If everything is about, hey, man, were you at the club, or now you're having to deal with this story and all that stuff, you quickly lose respect in this league. You lose that respect, brother, they're going to stop blocking for you. Brother, they're going to come harder for you, the other DBs. Like, that was already happening. You had made yourself a target. But there's that part of it, too. And respect is important in the league. And he had it.
Yep.
And unfortunately, he's losing it.
Yep.
So, again, I think that's what keeps you on these in this talk, on trading blocks. And I could see a deal with Cleveland where it's too toxic in that locker room for him now because it hadn't been good enough. And, again, I tell you, they got a lot more problems than just Odell now. Keep in mind that you could say, okay, well, let's see what we can get for a guy like this because this formula ain't working and he ain't the game changer we thought we were getting from the Giants.
He has not had over 1,100 yards receiving in a season since 2016. Last year he had 1,035, which was a career low in a full season game, in a full season, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had 1,052 in 2018, only in 12 games. Since 14, 15, 16, when he was making those ridiculous catches, you remember the three-finger grab, right?
I remember. Yeah, he was changing the game.
He was. Like, he looked like he was going to be, like, one of the best to ever do it, one of the best to ever play. Like, you thought then that you would be talking about this dude in the same category as Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, like those kinds of receivers. And at this point, like,
some of it's Baker, some of it's there with Jarvis Landry, who gets targets too, as well as that.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposed to be.
I mean, for what he was and what he's expected to be.
You know, Jerry Porter in Oakland numbers.
No, I'll give you
now.
That. I'll give you that.
I mean, this is
just
not
3 catches on 10 targets.
It's not good enough. So I don't know what
the, especially if he still has value, you want to see what, you know, I can understand Cleveland in a situation when they want to see what they can get.
Benjamin Albright, who we've had on the show, has said that he's hearing those rumors are not true about the Browns shopping him. But at some point, I think you do have to kind of take stock of what you think you have in Odell. And, you know, he was reportedly last December telling Steelers, hey, come get me, you know. Clearly, I mean, who would be happy in Cleveland right now? I mean, it's a little bit of a mess.
At some point, he's got to show some loyalty.
Yeah.
As well. Not just be about Odell.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what the end game is here for Odell Beckham and the Browns, but it does not seem like it's going very well. We'll come back. Ryan McDonough is going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about the NBA Game 7, the Eastern Conference Finals as well. Lots to get to. He's up next. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
It was nice seeing the teams back out on the gridiron for week one. There is no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup now and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, pass, and catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app and use code WMFS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Don't miss out on the Week 2 action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS, only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN, and as promised, he is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Ryan McDonough. Insider Call is always brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Ryan, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time as always.
Hey, Jason and John, I'm doing great. I feel like a kid on Christmas morning with the two big games in the NBA tonight, especially the Game 7 in the Western Conference. And as always, it's great to be on with you guys.
The idea that we have done this again with the Nuggets, what does it say about them as a team, as a franchise, that they are able to force another Game 7 after being down 3-1 in a second consecutive series here?
It's incredible. It's really a testament to the culture that Tim Connelly, the president of basketball operations, and Michael Malone, the head coach in Denver, have built their guys. Think about this. Going back to last year, I believe they are now the first team in NBA history to play in four consecutive Game 7s.
Yep.
Last year, they beat the Spurs in 7 in the first round. They lost to the Portland Trailblazers in the Western Conference semifinals in 7 games to end their season. This year, the same story, although this year has been even more dramatic, as you mentioned. They were down 3-1 to the Utah Jazz. Guys, I don't think a lot of people remember this now, but they were also down 15 points in the second half of Game 5. It looked like maybe a Jazz rout and a 4-1 Utah victory. They battled back to win that game in that series in 7, and they have an opportunity to do the same thing tonight. And just looking at tonight's game, I think all the pressure is on the L.A. Clippers, because I feel like they're supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. They are supposed to play the L.A. Lakers in the conference finals, and I think if you're with the Denver Nuggets, you're playing free and loose, because it feels like you're playing with house money.
That said, and knowing that the Clippers, more importantly, them knowing that they blew a double-digit lead in that one, probably should have put Denver away, do you expect them and Kawhi, especially Kawhi individually, to take care of business tonight?
I think it's going to be really close, guys. I think the Clippers are going to win, but you know, to me it's 60-40, 55-45, something like that, because here's why. I have concerns about the Clippers just watching their team play. I love them when they lock in defensively, but it seems like they let their offensive struggles at times impact their defense. And looking at the talent depth on the roster, guys, and how well-coached they are with Doc Rivers, I'm still really scratching my head as to how they can be outscored 64-35 in the second half of Game 6. 6 in an elimination game. They were beat up by the Denver Nuggets on both ends. And the reason I think it's going to be close, and I would pick the Clippers straight up, although with the points, the 7.5, I'd certainly pick the Nuggets in that scenario. I think it's going to be a close game. And I think if you're on the L.A. Clippers sideline, even if you're up 15 points or 20 points in the second half, guys, doesn't in the back of your mind, it's sticking Absolutely. There that, look, we've been here before. We thought we had games 5 and 6 won in this manner. So I think that adds to the pressure and stress, which is why I wouldn't be surprised if the Nuggets pull the upset late tonight.
Well, and they've probably earned this, Ryan, that they earned at least the right for us to talk about it. But let's say the Nuggets do get through. We've spent so much time on what Lakers and Clippers would look like, and you could call it the basically the finals. But what would a Denver Lakers series look like? Would the Lakers just run through them? Would it be another 7-game series? What do you think that would look like?
Yeah, I think the latter. I think it'd be a very close 6 or 7-game series. In fact, guys, if you talk to people in and around the Nuggets organization, I have a lot of friends with that franchise in particular, the matchup they're most worried about is the one they have now with the L.A. Clippers. They did not feel like that was a great matchup for their team with the wing talent and depth led by Kawhi Leonard, who may be the best player in the league, especially in the playoffs. I think it's here LeBron James. And then also behind him, Paul George, Marcus Morris. That is the strength of the Clippers team. That is not the strength of the Denver Nuggets team. They're more center and backcourt heavy with Jokic in the front court and in the backcourt, Gary Harris and Jamal Murray in particular. So they were worried about this matchup. They're right there. And I think the Nuggets feel good. If they can get past the L.A. Clippers tonight and pull the upset, I know they like how they match up against the L.A. Lakers a lot better than they do this current series in terms of the matchup against the L.A. Clippers.
You think about the postseason from a couple of years ago when Jason Tatum, it looked like, was ready to sort of step into superstardom. Didn't quite happen. Now, again, we're talking about a very young guy, but it didn't quite happen again. He didn't recapture that as much in 2018-19. Here we are again, though, and he has been, to me, one of the stories of the postseason. Do you think this is here to stay for Jason Tatum, and do you think that by the time it's all said and done, he's going to sort of be in that echelon of superstars in this league, for the next decade?
I do. I think he's headed there. It's easy to forget he's still in his third year in the league. He's only 22 years old. As you guys know, that's the age of a college senior. But he's been dominant. I thought he was clearly the best and most important player on the court in Game 7 on Friday night against the Toronto Raptors. He's the biggest reason the Celtics advanced past a very tough, gritty Toronto team, and they're now playing the Miami Heat in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. I think this guy's a star on the rise. In fact, as you guys look around the league, I think if you were starting a franchise today and you could pick one player for the next decade or so, you probably would take Luka Doncic ahead of Tatum, maybe Zion Williamson, but I think he's right there, guys, on that short list of you can count on one hand in terms of the top 5, maybe even the top 3 guys you would love to start a franchise with if you were drafting today.
In terms of this series, as it gets underway, the Heat has been, that story in the Eastern Conference, obviously dethroning the Bucks there. Celtics favored by 1.5 tonight. How do you see this series going, Ryan?
Yeah, it's interesting. Scal and I had a debate on our Scal and Pal show on radio.com. He really likes Boston. He strongly favors Boston. And Scal is not a Celtics homer, despite the fact that he played there and he's their broadcaster. So I'm reevaluating it a little bit, guys. I think it's going to be very close. I feel like it's a minimum of 6, more likely a 7-game series. I think I slightly lean toward Boston in terms of winning the series. I like their high-end talent better with Jason Tatum, we just discussed, Jalen Brown's emergence, Kemba Walker, and then, the X factor, Marcus Smart, the guy who seems to make all the big plays, especially on the defensive end of the court. So I like the Celtics starters better than I do the Miami Heat starters, but I like Miami's bench better. I like their talent and depth coming off the bench with Tyler Herro, Kelly Olynyk, Andre Iguodala. I just think they have a very talented second unit that's better than Boston's grouping, especially with Gordon Hayward out of the lineup. We'll see if he comes back later in the series, which is something that I'm anticipating. So I'd say the Celtics in 7 if you made me pick it, but I think tonight's game and probably every game in this series is very close because I think the two teams are very evenly matched.
Ryan, do you think the Bucks shake it up and go get a guy like a Chris Paul, or do they come back relatively the same, hoping that, obviously they said they'll spend into the luxury tax, but do you expect that sort of big splash move of bringing in a guy like Chris Paul, and would it be the right move?
Well, I think they're going to try, Jason and John. The issue I have with that is it takes two teams, to consummate a deal, and what's in it for the other team? And, and I say that, you know, with all due respect to the Milwaukee Bucks, they don't have a lot of young talent. They don't have a draft pick situation that is great from a trade perspective. And as long as Giannis Antetokounmpo is in a Bucks uniform, you know they are going to be a very good team, especially in the regular season, which means their own picks will not have a ton of value and probably be in the mid to late 20s. So I bring it up because I understand the desire for everybody to try to help Giannis and, you know, get somebody to Milwaukee to make sure that Giannis signs the Supermax extension that'll be on the table for him this offseason and commit to being in a Bucks uniform. Guys, if he signs that deal, it's a five-year deal. He still has 1 year remaining on his contract, so that would put him in Milwaukee for a minimum of 6 more years. That is what the Bucks want, but as a 15-plus year former executive in the NBA, I look at their roster, I look at their salary cap sheet, and I look at their draft picks situation and the lack of young talent in the roster, and I don't see an easy way for them to do that. I see a lot of deals that make sense for Milwaukee, but I don't see a lot of deals that make sense for the other teams involved or potentially involved, giving the limited assets on Milwaukee's roster right now.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough. Insider Call is always brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Also catch him on Scal and Pals, available on Radio.com. And Twitch. Weird deal with Mike D'Antoni, huh? Apparently he never heard from Tillman Fertitta, like just never heard from him. So that's when he decided to step down. What do you think the future holds for both of these parties? What do you think the future holds for the Rockets now that they're going to obviously go in a different direction? And what do you think the future holds for D'Antoni?
Yeah, it's been reported that Mike D'Antoni is going to interview for the Philadelphia 76ers head coaching job. It's also been reported, there have been rumblings, guys, in league circles for the last, 6 to 9 months now, that D'Antoni would be a strong candidate to be the head coach of the Indiana Pacers if the franchise moved on from Nate McMillan, which they now have, which surprised, you know, some people around the league, given the, you know, I think McMillan did an excellent job in Indiana. So I think he's in the mix in both of those spots. I would lean toward Indiana. I just think he's a better fit with the talent on the roster there and the style of play. D'Antoni's been excellent, I think, when he's had a dominant lead guard, ball handler. He had that with Steve Nash in Phoenix. He had that again with James Harden and then Chris Paul in particular in Houston when he had both of those guys. I'm not sure he's the best coach for Joel Embiid, you know, if you're going to build around Embiid, as Philadelphia has done over the past couple of years. So it was very unusual, though, to answer your question, as, you know, somebody who's been involved in the league from some form or fashion from 2003, it was really rare that, going back to last summer, Tillman Fertitta, the owner of the Rockets, and Daryl Morey, the GM, flew to West Virginia. They met with Mike D'Antoni at his offseason home. They offered him a short-term contract extension without his agent present. D'Antoni declined, and ever since then, guys, the writing, I think, was on the wall. I've reported this for the last year or so, that it was very likely to be D'Antoni's last year in Houston. Yeah. But still, it was very jarring for me to see that so quickly after the game ended, when the Rockets were eliminated on Saturday night, that within, you know, 15 hours, maybe even within 12 hours of them getting eliminated by the Lakers in Game 5, D'Antoni said he was out and moving on from the franchise without another job already lined up.
What about Billy Donovan? Is he coveted enough that maybe one of those other spots, maybe that doesn't get D'Antoni, he'll end up there? Does he take a year out? What do you think happens with Billy Donovan? Is his phone ringing?
Yeah, it's ringing. He's interviewing in Philly as well. Another thing we discussed on Scal and Pals today is Chicago. You know, we're talking about the Bulls and why they've waited so long, first and foremost, to make the change with Jim Boylan, now to hire head coach. And, guys, the point I made to Scal was that I think now there are only 5 teams left in the NBA after tonight. Either the Nuggets or the Clippers will be gone. We'll be down to the final four. I would be completely shocked if any of those 5 teams, given the success, makes a coaching change.
Right.
And I bring that up because I think every good coach who is going to be available now is available, with Billy Donovan and Mike D'Antoni becoming available over the last week. So I'd anticipate that now, you know, as soon as one of these 6 teams that have head coaching openings in the Eastern Conference, Indiana, Philadelphia, and Chicago, and in the West, Houston, OKC, and New Orleans, as soon as they hire a coach, whoever does it first, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a domino effect, so to speak, where there's a rush on hiring. But to answer your question, yes, I think Billy Donovan does get a job, maybe Philly. I think Chicago would be a great fit for him. him. And then if not, guys, I think Billy's in great position because he can also just sit out a year, and then next year there's expected to be more movement on the college coaching circuit. You guys know his track record at Florida with the national championship. So I think he'll be in demand one way or another, but I keep an eye on him potentially ending up as the next head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
As we know, Lonzo Ball came into the NBA with gigantic expectations, and for one reason or another has just not really been the player that I think most people believed he would be. The news this week was that he's got a new agent. He signed with Clutch Sports, and he's obviously hoping this will, you know, sort of reinvigorate his career. What do you think he can be? Like, do you think he can be an all-star? Do you think this will help him in that quest? Like, what do you think Lonzo Ball will be?
I think he has a chance to be a very good player, guys. I love his size at the point guard position. I love his passing ability and his defense. Now, the question in terms of whether he can be, you know, one of the best players on a championship contending team, you know, can he be the starting point guard on a team that's good enough to compete for a championship, will be the shooting. It comes down to the shooting to me. It seemed like late in the regular season, meaning before the pandemic shut the league down on March 11th, he was making some progress with his shot. And then, you know, obviously we don't know, guys, what players individually do during the layoff over that 3 or 4 month period, but he did not shoot the ball well at all in the restart for the New Orleans Pelicans. In fact, he was one of the most disappointing players to me in the restart. And I say this with all due respect, Lonzo is still a young player, but Lonzo, it's not your agent. You know, it's not changing. You can change agents, guys, because this isn't the first time. He's changed agents multiple times now in his career. You know, that's all irrelevant. What's more important, you know, a lot more important, is your jump shot. Work on your jump shot. If you can shoot, he's a very valuable and very good player, guys. So I get frustrated sometimes, again, as a 15-plus year NBA executive, when players look externally for issues that I think are self-correctable. And with Lonzo, I think it's a relatively easy fix. Get in the gym, hone your jump shot, and then whoever your agent is will be able to get you a lot of money.
Ryan, do you expect the Nets, you get a healthy KD, healthy Kyrie in there next year with what was a good roster this year, played very well together. Do you expect them to shoot right to the top of the East, or do you have questions about how all of that works out? Obviously, a first-year coach. Guy's never done it in Nash. I wonder more about Kyrie. That's me personally. What about you, Ryan, in terms of how well that works very quickly?
Well, I think it's going to have to work well quickly, given the age of the players on the roster and their financial position. But as you mentioned, they are in the Eastern Conference, which means they have a great opportunity to be one of the best teams in the conference right away from opening night next year, whenever that is. We'll see when next season actually begins. But I'm concerned, guy. I do have some concerns. I'm not quite as bullish on Brooklyn as everybody else is. I thought at times this year, I understand that Kevin Durant was out, but I thought they looked better without Kyrie Irving in the lineup. Just they played more unselfishly, and Spencer Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert in particular, I think, had a chance to shine and show what they can do. It is a very talented roster on paper, but there are a lot of big egos in that locker room as well. And the biggest question for me, guys, between, you know, whether they're pretty good, because I think at a minimum they're going to be pretty good given the fact that they're in the East and do have a talented team. But the biggest question for me is the health of Kevin Durant. You know, when I work for NBA teams between Boston and Phoenix, our training staffs were always concerned with a blown Achilles. That was the last injury they would want a player to have. That is one of the toughest to recover from. And also, there's a very good chance if you blow it once, your chances of re-tearing your Achilles are greater. So I keep an eye on that, because to me it comes down to KD. If he is healthy and right, he's the same player we saw in OKC and Golden State. I think they have a great shot to maybe even win the Eastern Conference next year. If he is in any way limited, then I like the other teams, like the two we'll see tonight, Boston and Miami, more than Brooklyn going forward.
Hey, Ryan, man, we appreciate the time.
Always great
as
stuff,
always.
Sir.
Good stuff.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, guys. Always great to be on with you.
Yep, he is. Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. We're going to be joined by Bill Barnwell talking about the NFL at 1:25. I tell you what, it was nice seeing the teams back out on the gridiron over the weekend. Lucky for us, that was just week one. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings. They're the leader in one-day fantasy sports. So to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. So if you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head on over to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup now and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, every pass, every catch. It just means more with DraftKings. It's simple. You just pick your lineup, you stay under the salary cap, and you see how your team stacks up against the competition. DraftKings has paid out billions of dollars to winners since 2012, so they know a thing or two about cold, hard cash. Download the DraftKings app now. Use code WMFS for a limited time.
New users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 2 action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Want to sell your home stress-free? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis. No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. Investor@livelovememphis.com. The Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts, 901-685-6000.
Prescriptions products require approval from an online healthcare provider. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Everyone needs a good wingman, someone who always has your back when you need it. But what about a wingman in the bedroom? Visit RexMD.com for real ED medication and get a wingman that keeps on giving. Here's how it works. Just fill out a 5-minute online quiz, and based on your information, RexMD.com will provide one of their private online doctors to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, you can get generic options of Viagra or Cialis starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered directly to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Everyone needs a good wingman. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's RexMD.com.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
I've seen it all. Golden-crusted pork chop? Seen it. Cat with a dog tattoo? Seen it.
But when it comes to identity theft, Joe only monitors his credit and bank statements.
Psh, credit fraud? Seen it.
He doesn't realize that with so much of his personal info out there, his identity could be at risk in ways he might never know about, like a new loan in his name or his personal info for sale on the dark web.
Whoa, didn't see that coming.
LifeLock helps detect and alerts you to a wide range of identity threats. If there's a problem, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock sees threats you could miss on your own.
Oh, now I see what you mean.
Right now, save up to 25% off your first year with promo code AWARE at LifeLock.com.
Did you just say 25% off with promo code AWARE?
I did.
Okay. Now I've seen everything.
What do you want a da-da-da? What do you want a da-da-da? I've not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressa da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressa and sa.
Mm-kay.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressa da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's. Let our family serve your family.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you.
This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Yeah, stacking it tall. Okay. Out my city became a boss. Those rolling, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior.
Nine Day Shutters.com. That's my man Chip Wiggins over at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. They're the best in Memphis. What do you need? What you want? They got you. You want some new blinds? They got you. Some shutters, any other kind of window covers, like a shade, like an Alexa-activated shade. That's what I got in my house. I had shutters in my last one. See, here's the thing about blinds and shutters. You may not necessarily think so, but they add value to your home when it's time to sell. People like those things. And they also add value to the home while you're living in it. It matters because you have to live in it. Might as well enjoy it, and you will. With the quality work from Affordable Blinds and Shutters. A couple good things about them. Their stuff's made right here in the United States of America. You ain't getting it from China or any other place. It's right here, which means turnaround times are a lot quicker. So a lot less time in between the schedule of install and the actual install. So call them, 901-753-5822. My man Chip Wiggins is going to get you taken care of. Get your window coverings. They're the number one choice for those here in Tennessee. Affordable Blinds and Shutters, call them today. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We have some breaking news here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. For our Memphis 901 FC fans, Tim Mulqueen, who has been the coach since they arrived, was it last year? They started last year, right?
Yep.
All my days and years running together now.
Well, that's understandable.
He's gone. He's out. He has been fired. Oh. Tim Mulqueen has been, I believe the term they chose was dismissed. Memphis 901 FC dismisses head coach Tim Mulqueen. Assistant coach Ben Pierman has been named the interim head coach. If you got fired, wouldn't you just rather them call it what it is, like Memphis 901 FC fires head coach? Or would you like for them to, like if 92.9 ever fired you, right? Would you like them
You always bring this back to us.
I know, because
any
I'm trying
bad
to.
Bad situation.
Would you like to say you were dismissed, or would you like to say that you were let go, or would you just say, you know, I got fired, lost my job?
Parted ways, fool.
Oh, parted ways, yes. That's the classic
I mean,
one.
Come on. That's what you want. That's what you want. Parted ways.
So, anyway. It
would have been better for Mulqueen than dismissed.
Yeah, Tim Mulqueen has been dismissed from Memphis 901 FC.
He's been there since August of 2018. He was announced as the first head coach.
Okay, but they didn't start playing games.
No, no, I'll give you that.
Right?
Yeah.
Sporting director.
This is obviously nice a – this is – they weren't winning enough. There's a standard for winning, I think, and Memphis 901 FC was just not doing enough of that, period. Even in a pandemic, you know?
Every time I looked, them folks was losing.
Yeah.
Let's just
actually, I don't think there was any standard. I mean, they just people come out for if they don't care if they lose.
Well, people, I think people
well,
do want to win.
I don't think they care.
Wrigley Field down there, Brad. I do think that, and they were blessed, obviously, that they got, well, they were getting 8,000 strong every, but yeah. you're going to have to put some good soccer with it
That's
at some
true.
Point. Some good work on the
like
pitch.
It's like the Redbirds. I don't think
some good
care.
Point.
Yeah,
I don't think it's like the Redbirds.
I don't think people would just support like a team that just loses all the damn time.
Yeah, I don't. Not in Memphis.
Yeah.
Not in Memphis, Tennessee, where it rubs off pretty quickly. That early shine, sometimes that early gleam, you get some much. I mean, with all due respect, the AutoZone Park's one of the best in minor leagues.
No question.
The stadium itself, the organization, the way it's run, first class, right? But hadn't sort of the shine come off after a while?
I didn't know what their record was. I didn't know
it's
they
like
were,
Jason said. I just knew they were losing. I would see.
I had no idea.
I would just see like, you know, they didn't get the point today or, the, you know, whatever. You know, that's what I would kind of see. I wasn't like.
Now, who did you follow when you were looking for that 901 FC
coverage?
Man, it
might have been like an errant retweet. Somebody, like a stray retweet.
I mean, the CA went out. They got, but like, folks have been hired to cover them.
Or had those responsibilities added on to
it. Was it Caroline Kennedy?
Am I wrong? I think you're right.
I think I'm right.
You know, here's how I look at, like, when I go to a Redbirds game, and I'll raise my hand, I don't go. Right, I mean, I probably have been to two in the last 5 years.
I want to hear something about some outrage on this.
I don't care at all.
You don't have it.
Whether they win or lose, I have no. It doesn't matter.
There's no investment.
It doesn't. But I do think the people that support Vibs 901 FC when they want to win.
100%.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
That's what it feels like to me. I just don't think you'll keep getting 8,000.
And I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know why the dynamics are so different. You know, but. Are there really Redbirds fans out there? Like, is there?
And most of them are Cardinals fans.
Huh? Right. They're just fans of the organization. Right. They're not fans of the Memphis Redbirds, and they just love what, you know, whoever it is, you know, I don't know who it is. Who is it? Who's the manager? It ain't Stubby no more. I know he moved on. See, we don't even know.
It's a guy from Germantown.
Yeah.
They just brought him back because they had Stubby moved up.
Ben.
Ben Johnson.
Yes.
Ben Johnson. I don't leave.
Did he play for Germantown?
He was from the area.
All due respect, I don't – I'm not going to call for Ben Johnson's job, you know?
No.
It doesn't matter to me.
Exactly.
But I do think there are people down there. I think the soccer community in Memphis is although it may not be – you know, it might be small, but it is mighty and it is passionate. And so I think they absolutely have an expectation of winning and they want to win. And I think the ownership down there wants to win and they determined Tim Walqueen was not doing enough of it, you know? So, is Tim Howard still in goal? I think that was a big part of it.
Yeah. Can you imagine being the goalie and you have to also fire your coach?
Is he still back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That and he's doing some analyst work.
Yeah.
And then he had to fire the dude.
Like the weekends.
Is there a record better when he's doing analyst work?
Now, hold up. You're telling me that he got fired by his player?
Yeah, the statement from them is from Howard.
Well,
and Howard even made the quote.
Tim Howard is the sporting director.
Yeah, that's right, because they shifted roles, and then Howard is also an investor goal.
So he went like, I know I've been terrible out there. But you're fired.
Yeah, can you imagine? I can't stop anything.
I mean, that's I watched Tim Howard the first game.
I can't stop anything, Coach, but you're fired.
I love what he does for soccer for Memphis, but he hadn't been great in goal in the little bit I've watched this year.
That sucks,
man. So you're telling me the man has performed probably subpar, to say the least? You're going to tell me he's I know I've been terrible. You're fired.
I would have said, here's the quote from Howard. He said, the results haven't been what we thought it would have been. Peter Freud said, Tim was the first coach in 901 FC history, and we are incredibly grateful for his countless hours and dedication to the club. That said, our goal from day one has been to build a winning culture and compete for a USL championship, and so far we have fallen short. Yeah, Tim.
There's a lot of conflict of interest. There's
I didn't hear like tough. Tim saying so a lot of this falls on us.
Yeah, if I were to coach, I'd go, you suck, Tim.
That is a very awkward ass conversation.
How many other situations do you have where the player fires the coach?
I mean, you got to go back to the
in this case because it's the player and the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, you got to go back to like the Bill Russell player coach day.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Tim,
Bill
Russell. He didn't have the authority to fire nobody back then.
Hey,
Tim, how about you stopping the goal from occurring, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a dynamic for sure. You know,
something had to be done, didn't it?
It was time.
I'm not the right guy to ask on that.
It was time.
But I'm assuming that the fans thought. I know our man Chris Porter probably thought it was time. You know,
I know Chris will give us a real answer.
Yeah,
on this.
Like I'm sure he thought it was time. And if he thinks it's time, then it's definitely time. If you're not winning, then you make changes. That's what you do. And you can't fire the owner. He plays for you. You can't fire him.
We protest and we meet up outside AutoZone like we did for Lionel. And we didn't get very few of that. How many do you think would show up for Tim outside of AutoZone?
Man, give me one fact about Tim Mulqueen off top.
I'll tell you this. He got it.
Man, stop.
Something we say around about coaches around here all the time.
That is an opinion. Tim,
he was good with the media.
He was always good with the media.
Great with the media.
He seemed to understand it. It was just John getting those guys to believe in him, to get them all on the same page. You get a winning outfit.
Man, give me one fact about Tim Mulqueen. Give me one, not an opinion about how good he was with the media. How many appearances did he make on this show? Exactly.
We didn't request him in fairness.
St. Joseph's Hall of Fame.
The what?
St. Joseph University's Hall of Fame. He's
there
a member
go.
Of it. There's wow. one for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and I thought him and Tim were friends. Like, when Tim brought him in, it was very friendly. He's like, this is my friend, Tim Mulqueen. And Tim came, yes, I'm the sporting director. I'm the guy with the fun accent. Look at me. And
the
then
guy,
he
the
sucks.
Kind of knows soccer like that. There's a place for him somewhere in this league, John.
Yeah,
there's a place on somebody's bench. Or I'm sure he can get the job over at St. Benedict.
That's good. That would be good.
See, my man Chris Porter, I knew he'd come through. He's listening. He said people absolutely care. If 901, I mean, you see.
They care if they win. That's what I said. Brad said they didn't. I got Brad on that one.
You see.
People are the people with the smoke bombs.
Them 8,000, those folks want wins.
I think you're disrespecting the community down there,
Brad. How many P1 hardcore people are we talking about here to fill this joint that care about wins?
More than Redbirds.
There are 8,000 who care that they win.
I would say 4,000. 4,000.
That's half. The other half don't know who the name of the head coach is.
You're always going to have, like, your casual fans, right, in anything you do. I think you could say the same for, like, Tigers and Grizzlies, right? Like, there are people who
– I don't know. Nah, that one I changed.
There are people who
are – That's a different deal.
I'm just saying there are casual fans for every sport, right? Every game you want to attend.
All of the minor league markets I've lived in, whether it was Las Vegas, Atlantic City, or Memphis, they have all in this regard been the same when it comes to minor leagues. Nobody really cares that much.
One of the area's soccer gurus has just schooled me.
What have you? And all the gurus are going to say this, by the way, on Twitter.
Tim ain't been in goal, has he?
I saw Tim in goal. I saw him giving up a bunch. Yeah, but
first goal.
In this case, Jarvis Greer has said that was the defensive front that hung him out to dry. But listen to this. You want to talk about facts about Mulqueen? Here you go, because you didn't know this one. And Jarvis has let me know. Mulqueen was Tim Howard's first goaltender coach as a talented youth in New Jersey. So imagine how tough
goodness.
It was for Tim to give him that news that I know you raised me up.
I changed my answer.
I know
they
we've
care
been
deeply.
Losing because of I'm past my prime.
Yeah. This would be –
But you're fired.
Well, this apparently would be, people care. I changed my answer based on that then. I'm wrong. There's no way you'd fire the dude.
Jarbo's going to be out there.
I
was wrong.
This would be like me firing Calkins one day.
It would.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that, like Calkins, you had it once upon a time, man. But
dear God.
No, I imagine Tim is not laughing because of the relationship he held with Mulqueen. I'm laughing. And I want to see it get fixed.
Yeah, based on that answer and that relationship, then I am clearly wrong
and
on this.
It sounds like, more importantly, for the 8,000 that filled that thing up last year, they want a winner. And
You're
just not, I mean, this
we'll
wasn't going to be acceptable.
Look, your
John.
People show up when.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.